Music is sound. Every week I'll see one of my pupils make a face at a piece in their music book when they see notes, rhythms or repeats they don't quite understand. They'd much rather skip the whole thing, but their teacher actually wants to teach them something. Music is sound, not the notes on paper. So listen first, because your ears do their job pretty well. This is music you can learn to play. People are musical beings, with ears open to sound and colour, so that we can learn how to speak. With bodies filled with rhythm and pulse, so we can learn how to move. We learn to speak before we can read or write, and in the same way, singing and dancing come well before music notation. And then we use music to give sound to that which we can't put into words. It only makes sense that reading music is difficult at times, because music contains so much more information than spoken language. Music notation as we know it comes a long way, but it's not quite comprehensive or transparent. Marijke Albers and Marianka van Maurik describe music in the Dutch journal De Pyramide as, in my own translation, structured sound that has or receives meaning. With this one sentence, all genres, all tastes, all options in the endless world of music are included. Baroque, jazz, musicals, blues, film scores, opera, soundscapes, folklore, K-pop, and everything in between and outside this list. Having the words to describe something helps me find direction. And this description of music in particular allowed me to re-appreciate simple melodies. It's about the meaning that you add to the structured sound, not the complexity of it. So, for the toddler lessons, I took a simple hello song and created an ABA structure on pan flute. After the instrumental version, I then sing the same song, as expected with this teaching method, for each of the sometimes 10 children in the group. Won't it be too long? I wondered. Isn't it boring to repeat the same basic material so very often? No. The children experience their own version as a new, personal moment. Valuable, because it gives their presence meaning and makes them feel seen and welcome. At the same time, a complex melody or harmony can carry a lot of meaning as well. For instance, when your heart is full of different emotions or too many thoughts are running through your mind, the music can structure all those elements for you and provide a foothold. That too is amazing while intangible. The melodic and harmonic structure can be found in the music written on paper, but where is the deeper meaning that the listener experiences? The added value only appears when the music sounds. When the structure is given sound, the meaning comes to life. Music is sound. When the notes on paper are too complicated, listen to a recording and allow your hearing mind to help. If you are discouraged, play something simple. The simplest structures also receive meaning through sound.